Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Fast or Right, Capricious Cacti, CX Lou, Sticking Hand, Marjorie Clare, Cora, Arichi, Brian Greenwald, Elita Grunde, Majestic Rhyhorn, John Williams, Sigma Bunny, Jack, Rainy Q, Charlotte Ballantyne, Kerry Kobe, Rosian White, Bennett Burns, Anna Veldkamp, Theora Rice. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. It is I, Helen Gould, being poured into your ear holes right now. You are...
into your ear caps.
Oh, yes.
Cap your ears.
Well, I'm Ben Meredith.
I'm Alex Newell.
I'm Lydia Nicholas.
And I'm Tim Callum Tyler Meredith.
And I'm noticing we're all close to the mic now.
Oh, oh so in your ear holes.
This radio is going to be so unpleasant.
I'm so fluid.
Oh, no.
Speaking of fluid, that is the main goal of what we're trying to do.
Oh, yay! but not blood.
No. Yeah. Hopefully not blood. We are playing Vast and Starlit by Epidia Rovershall. We are about to have a team meeting, possibly? We do not know.
Well, Alex gets to define a scene.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't been in a scene. It's passed from whoever's in a scene, I thought.
Yeah. No, it's you go around
oh,
the
circle. Oh, do I get to define
you're
a scene?
The horn.
Yeah.
You don't have to find yourself in it.
Oh, the Mac boots on the other foot now.
Yes, this is turn-based. Last person to have a turn was Lydia. And
unfortunately,
you can't see the table, so, you know, anyone could be next, but it's actually Alex next.
Is it always two people, or can it be more?
It can be however many you want.
Okay, in which case, I would suggest a team meeting involving everyone except Schmer. And I would suggest that it is at the base of the tree, so not deep down where the pit is necessarily, but where the real guts of the engine, in inverted commas, are, for everyone to discuss the current water crisis and how to deal with it.
Okay.
I'm not there.
So I've set up a whiteboard. Yes, and I am striding side to side in front of it, trying to poke at things with a stick. I don't know how people are listening.
I'm perched on the whiteboard, and the whiteboard is slightly reflective, so I'm leaning down into it, and I can see myself, and I'm pecking furiously at my reflected image in the whiteboard.
I'm hunkered in a corner, pointedly putting mints into my mouth one after the other.
Nom, nom, nom.
I have retracted my limbs and I look just like a metal box in the kitchen. But I am paying attention. This is my listening state.
Peck, 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 peck.
And you just see Shmee sort of floating outside the... looking through Shmer. The porthole.
Shmer, Shmee, who cares?
Yeah.
I agree. If it could just be shh, it'd be quicker, more efficient.
So, the way that we're going to find this scanner is we are going to divide the ship into four quadrants, and we're each going to sweep a quadrant, and that way we can cover four times the ground as fast as that happens. So, moving on. Once we make contact with the scanner, we need to develop some sort of way to communicate with it.
I will communicate with the scanner.
Yes, potentially, if it is mechanical, but it might be bio-organic.
Ah, this invader! Peck, peck, peck! This invader! Peck, this! I need to deal with him first! Starts violently attacking.
This is your reflection.
That's a matter of opinion.
Allow me to illustrate the section that you're pecking. I get my whiteboard marker out and just colour it in so that it becomes not reflective anymore.
Well done.
The invader is defeated! And this is why I should be in command of the army.
Now, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I've been having a little think in the corner. Yum, yum, yum.
Please contribute.
Now, this sweeping system, lovely as it is and well done, Cakey, I think perhaps there is a quicker way.
And what would you think that would be? Also, what? Can I have a mint?
I've eaten them all, I'm sorry. Yum, yum, yum.
Pops the last one in afterwards.
No, really slowly just brings it up to his mouth, places it at his tongue, and just draws his tongue back into his mouth.
How long is your tongue?
2 feet.
This takes a while.
And there's a little clapping noise that goes there.
Nom, nom, nom. Why must we go scantering and scampering about this ship like rocks dropped down a flight of stairs when we could just ask the ship itself? You know?
Right, very good. Ship, where is your scanner?
I just yell at the ship.
I can and I am.
Well, have a go. We'll see what happens.
Ship, reveal your secrets. Where is your scanner?
Hello.
Oh, damn.
How can I be of assistance?
Where's your scanner? We need to find a comet to feed you. Water?
not a comet that's for small computer parts. Water one.
You require refueling. Where is moisture?
Go on, give us a clue, boyo.
I will. When I can get a word in, edgeways.
I don't like it!
Speak!
The scanner...
Attitude, you don't trust him.
The scanner can be located in the aft... manual compartment.
Now, is off the one that's the back, or is that at the pointy bit at the front?
Just starts furiously attacking whatever speaker.
Given that the other one is the four, and the word forward exists, I'm going to guess the back.
You don't have to be a ding-dong about it, urinal cakes.
Attacking.
Well, my name is urinal, and you've refused to call me that, so touche.
Just furiously attacking the speaker that the sound came out of.
All right, then. Perhaps I will pop down the aft then and find this scanner and pop a little comedy request into it, yeah? 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 We like that? Yeah? We like it?
I will accompany you.
As will I.
Ah, it doesn't have to be like a party. We can just, like, two is enough. You know, you need it up here in the command room, you know, like a centre of a brain.
Oh, yes, very good. Actually, yes, that is a good place for the commander to be. I will think about our next moves and put them down on this whiteboard.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to draw some arrows and some grids. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you're getting in the spirit of things, Pilchards.
Yeah, no, you're a born leader, and I'll follow you to the ends of my feet. Now, why don't we pop down the aft of the ship and see if we can find a lovely little box or something?
I would like to find a box.
Or something.
Or something.
Okay.
Hot.
Look, we've all got urges. It's hot.
Okay, we'll resolve that the next time me or Tim are in
a scene.
A scene?
Cool. It always happens. I'm not going for this.
I want to see a scene of Schmur on their own. Looking through the porthole at the progress that the worshipper and Pilchards are making as he crawls from porthole to porthole, tracking them.
Can Gaia communicate outside of the ship?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, so otherwise you're going to be talking to yourself.
Yeah,
on
I'm fine talking to myself for a while.
Yeah.
Personal diary of Schmur Day. I'm not sure. I have found myself at the bottom. I think it's called the bottom of the ship. Unfortunately, my papers remain inside. So I am attempting to communicate with the crew through the portholes. They are very much not listening. That's fine. So, as the commander of this vessel, it is my duty to ensure that things happen efficiently, and sometimes that involves a hands-off method, so I'm told. I noticed that two of them, I never caught their names, are heading somewhere else, so I am going to attempt to follow them. Diary entry of Schmur number 2. They have made it into a room which has items within it. That's good. They are stood very close to one another and they are attempting to find a thing. As commander of this vessel, I approve of this action. I am glad they are anticipating my orders and I am sure this will be fine. Oh, I think one of them might have tripped over into the other one's arms. Good that they caught them. I'm glad that my crew care for one another. That's a lot of arms. I may have to file an incident report. It appears they may be choking. It's okay, though. One of them is apparently helping them out in some... Goodness me, that is a very long tongue. I believe they may have been trying to look for the scanner. And it's on the floor. It's between their feet. If they just looked at... Oh, no. That's not looking down. Goodness me. Thank goodness it's 0G or someone would be getting hurt. That's fine. I guess I'll just tap on the... No, there. They can't hear. That's fine. Oh, no. One of them's picked up the... That's not what the scanner is used for.
Cut.
Well. Good grief. Oh, it's my turn to think of a scene. I'm going to leave that there.
I think that's really wise. I'm not sure how I became a peeping Tom, but here I am.
Hot. I mean, with some that people voice, like to watch.
With that voice.
Oh, no. That voice is wearing a dirty anorak. Even without your glands, you still exuded some fluid.
Okay, I would like to see Yunol and Mr. Squeakington attempting to figure out what the next steps are if the scanner is found.
Well, they're taking a while.
Yes, well, maybe the scanner's well hidden. So, Corporal Squeakington.
How would you find a scanner? Would there need to be another scanner? We should find the scanner for the scanner. The scanner.
Ship?
Yes.
Is there a scanner for the scanner?
Of course.
Oh, good. Where's that?
In the four storage compartment.
Right. Well, let's go there then.
Makes sense.
We'll find that scanner in a jiffy.
Yes.
So, Corporal Squeakington, how are you finding your inscripted life so far?
Wait, what? I'm changing my name.
Lieutenant? Mister isn't a military rank, so...
It's my name!
Okay, Lieutenant Mr. Squeakington?
Is that a promotion?
Yes.
Okay!
Brilliant, right. Very good, Lieutenant. So, how
does that make you?
Me? Well, obviously it's in my name. Commander Yunol Manspray.
Ah, is a lieutenant better than a communal?
A commander? No. But it's different. A lieutenant has different responsibilities. They command a unit. Huh. So, how are you finding the command of your unit?
Well, I told you what to do and you did it, so that's great.
Good, managing upwards then.
Squeak! Squeak!
As we go past a porthole, I spot an enemy.
Wait.
Colour in the porthole.
Oh. The way the light reflected, I was attacking myself.
And as you're colouring it in, you I sort of like go, ooh, 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 and just sort of like trying to peek over the colour, and it just absolutely knocks you out.
Surrounded by enemies.
Yes, well, a good commander knows how to help their lieutenants. So I'm defeating these enemies for you, see? Right, so.
Scanner.
Yes, well, I think this might be the four storage cupboards, so let's just open this up here. And
that's a tiny bird.
That is a lot of sap.
Like, is grabbing onto the handle and trying to...
Gosh, you're strong.
It's the low gravity.
Right. Okay, well, let's just...
I have a much bigger and more impressive form in a different dimension.
Very interesting. Well, you look like a very tiny budgie now, so quite shocking seeing you just heft that door completely off of its hinges.
Tiny budgie! Don't have my own strength!
Well, there's quite a lot of sap in there, so I don't know if you wouldn't mind, but this is the only uniform I've got, and I'd rather keep it... It's not very good for the commander to look dirty, so if you wouldn't mind going inside and getting the scanner, that'd be greatly appreciated. I might even give you a commendation.
Can I eat it?
The sap or the scanner?
Or the commendation?
Yes.
Okay. Into the sap.
I'd say difficult.
Yeah, getting a scanner out of a
sappy scanner.
Especially when you've got feathers.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gonna. You're gonna get clogged. Yeah.
Just oh no.
Like that film, The Sap Locker. You know.
Just, okay.
I want you to know how on board I am with Helen being in charge. I didn't call that hot. Could have done.
No.
Yeah. Trying to help. Team player Alex.
Just difficult. Thank
you did call the last thing hot, though.
It was.
Apparently it was. Timothy, it's your turn.
You've been graduated to a
turn. My name, we find ourselves back in the original meeting room, and Duraldio and Worshipper 2X7 have returned, holding the scanner proudly and expecting praise, only to find that everyone has gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is quite hard to do. We found it now. We found it, and we're ready to find some watery comets, and they've all gone. They've all gnawed stuff, haven't they?
Well, it is time to operate it.
All right, I'll pass this over to you. It's mechanical, like you. It's your kin.
It is. We are along the same design lines.
We'll have a bang on this, then. I hand over the scanner to her.
Sounds like you already have.
Hey!
Brush it down with this chamois leather, it'll be fine.
Worshipper 2X7 inserts the scanner into a slot, like a USB.
That's what I was trying to do earlier.
So
I was
you mean
just
you try it once?
And it turns around.
Oh, no, you were right the first time. Flip it back around.
Okay. Moisture detected.
Oh, wonderful. Where is it? Where is that?
Moisture detected. 1 foot away.
Ah, okay. We might need to recalibrate this. Please, you know, I do know I contain moisture, but it's not for that. Hang on,
you sure?
I'm pretty sure it stays inside.
Moisture is multi-purpose.
Okay, you know, but dangerous.
Yes!
Getting dangerous.
The androids discovered that they're all water bags!
I've cut it. You just cut it.
I agree.
We'll see how that one ends.
God, our relationship has taken some rollercoaster turns. Yeah. You know,
it's one of those whirlwind romance murders.
Yeah. I was in the forest for a long time on my own. So.
She's more like a femme fatalera. I can't make it pass, but you know what? It works on the page.
Workshop it.
Could I perhaps
come back to us next week?
Resubmit the sap locker in that case. Consideration further on the sap locker.
You deserved more for that one.
No, but I'd like more for it.
Lydia.
I think that Ben's character will turn up and see the tail end of whatever was happening there.
Between Pilchards and Worshipper 2X7.
Duraldio,
2X7 is beginning to advance.
Now, let's all calm down.
Must acquire moisture.
Well, yes, that's the mission, isn't it? No, you don't understand, Ural. You don't understand.
Additional moisture discovered.
Now, it's all...
Okay, the problem has become very rapidly obvious.
Now, I know you and I don't get on, but I don't want
either of us... Must acquire moisture.
Yeah, well, we should do so from a comet.
We need to use... cold, hard logic on this. It's a very logical being.
Look at the whiteboard.
Yeah, look at the whiteboard.
Whiteboard does not contain moisture.
No,
biological beings.
Hang on. Worshipper. Nah, sure. Do we contain moisture? Yeah, we all know that. That's something we've all come to accept. I'm full of moisture. He's full of moisture. You, not so much. It'd ruin your chips. But we've only got a little bit of moisture in each of us. Barely get you a parsec. Barely get you that far. So how about you helping us, helping you get to a much larger source of water? Oh, I don't know. Just casting about for ideas. Perhaps a comet.
Also, I have my old service ray gun.
Okay, now, could we not have seen if my thing had worked first before we go straight to the... You did this on my home world. You did. We tried to talk to you and you were like, also, ray gun. And it was very unhelpful.
A, good impression. B, well, you were all living in dirty holes, so...
Ooh!
I'll have you know that dusty is not the same thing as dirty. If it's a dry piece of earth, that's not the same thing as dirty. I feel that please, worshipper, give me a second.
A little tension.
Look.
I feel like worshipper stood there, by the way, with at least two circular saws spinning, good to go. And it's like, no, yeah, fair enough, that was completely uncalled for, yeah.
If we are going to work together effectively as a team, as much as it hurts me to say that we might have to, you're going to have to stop talking that way about me and my people.
Then you're going to have to call me Yunol. Commander Yunol, Manspray.
All right, I think a detente can be reached. I've forgotten.
Commander Yunol Manspray.
You are Commander Yunol Manspray.
And your holes were positively lovely.
Thank you. That's all I've ever wanted a military commander to say to me whilst holding a ray gun in the presence of a killer robot.
Adjusting scanner functions.
Where is it that easy?
The parameters are shifting. Now, I know it. Maybe it's a bit
scanning outside of vessel.
Oh, very good.
Could I just ask a quick question? Was it my logical work or his gun that made the real difference for you?
It was boredom.
So both?
Both. High five. Well, put down the gun. Holster.
Comet located 2.5 parsecs away.
Excellent. Right, well, now we need to find the cabin.
Oh,
cockpit,
yeah.
Cockpit. Flying place.
Computer?
Yes?
How are you doing?
Yes.
Okay. We need to find the, what do you call it? Bridge, steering place, wheelhouse?
Yes.
Could you tell me where it is?
The bridge is located on the bridge.
Okay. Now, as true as that is, could you perhaps tell me where, from here, the bridge might be?
Up.
Well, you know what? We've got an instruction. So let's head up to the bridge.
Yes, we have a heading.
Right, cut.
Car, thank you.
I want you to know, I really wanted to, if I was going to do a computer, not be a generic Newell, completely unhelpful, really annoying
and
NPC.
Yet you do remain
and
Alex.
I can't help it. It's a real compulsion.
It's almost as if you interact with computers on a daily basis. They're kind of like that.
It is now Alex's turn to frame a scene.
I am going to frame a scene. Mm-hmm. Worshipper 2x7 has gone off on a hunt to find Mr. Squeakington, who has now been missing for hours. And hours.
I just remember that means that you're all just abandoned.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do a bit about how I was really sad about having lost my first soldier in action, but we got straight into
this. This was my implication, yeah. So, yeah. Worshipper 2x7 has managed to find Mr. Squeakington exactly where Mr. Squeakington was left.
Just stuck.
Just so stuck.
Like 30 centimetres in
So furious. Such a furious little bird.
Hello, biological organism. Do you require assistance?
That's a swear word in her language.
I do not understand your language.
Yes.
Very well. Extending arms. Body retrieved.
Freak. So sticky.
Do you require assistance with your covering material?
I need a dust bath.
Hmm.
Not a moisture bath.
Dust bath.
Dust bath.
Explain.
It's a bath. It's made of dust.
Where is dust?
In the hole.
To the hole.
The hole was dusty.
I shall assist.
Yay! Cut. Tries to fly.
You're taking a sap-covered bird into his lovely hole.
Yeah, and mussing up all my lovely dust.
Mussing up his dust.
You wait till I get home, Buster.
Need the dust to live.
Aww. Cool.
Right.
Fortunately, I don't have much moisture.
Yeah, it should be a very easy thing to do. Yeah. Right, so we are trying to find the bridge and also bathe a bird in dust.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we equally important things. The survival of us all and the dusting of a bird.
Oh yeah, that's his character is somewhere. Right, we'll see you after the break and see what happens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast with an anarchic model of gaming. So, we are now at... Yes, it's Ben's turn to frame a scene.
Hello.
Hello. What do you want to see?
I want to... I want to follow this dust bath.
Follow the action.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what the listeners are like.
Yeah.
What's going on with this bath? Come on.
My feathers, they're so sticky and hot. It's so urgent. Yeah, well, if you want to cut because it got too hot.
Android
is getting a lot of action.
Let us play.
Please take me to the dust. I'm so sticky.
Pit is reached. Shall I drop?
Urgent. Yes.
Dropping.
Say.
Your thump was better.
Thump. Is that agreeable?
Just fluttered around in the dust.
The gentle splat of sap spraying out across
over my lovely things.
Sap is getting everywhere.
And I would say...
shuffling around.
From worshipper's point of view, just a cloud of dust rising out of the pinhole.
You know that thing when swans get in the water and they wiggle their tail?
Mm. Yes.
They always wiggle their tail.
Yeah.
But that's just the budgie just all over. The wiggle of satisfaction.
1 hour remaining of moisture reserves.
Oh, but this is very important and the stakes were really so high.
Worshipper 2x7 moisture reserves.
Well,
willpower down in T-minus 60 minutes.
Could you try dust instead of moisture? Squeak!
That is heresy.
It's just...
Non-believer!
Danger!
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 Danger! Danger!
Okay.
So far, one of the danger involves you becoming I'm sensing a thing. In many ways, isn't the solution this to chuck you out like, damn it? And then we just have a lovely spaceboat sojourn. Oh, we must save this thing that consistently tries to kill us. Otherwise, it might kill us. Oh, wait.
The tree needs water
as well. The tree does also need water. That is true.
Okay, so Pilchards and Yunil are trying to find the bridge, having become friends.
No. Found a mutual accord. Friends of circumstance.
Could we watch it from...
Yes.
From Schmer's perspective. Yeah.
Okay, Schmer, you're watching these two attempt to find the bridge.
Captain's log. I find myself looking out to the stars and considering our journey out towards them, not just as a metaphor for the expansion of life and sentience throughout the universe, but also... it's sort of like looking at a big, empty spreadsheet. It's just glorious and awe-inspiring. But I digress. I find myself outside the bridge now, observing my two lieutenants, the one what has all the legs, and the one who I'm now cheerfully calling Whiteboard. Whiteboard and Many Legs seem to be getting along. They are efficient, if somewhat distant from one another in the room, but I'm sure that is fine. I notice that Whiteboard appears to be spooling up the engines, which is encouraging. Of course, I am quite literally on the outside of a ship, with no way to brace myself against the acceleration. I'm sure that they have already considered this before they would launch such a massive acceleration in such a way. Meanwhile, Many Legs appears to be at the nav console in a lot of ways. I like to think of Many Legs and Whiteboard as my dream team. It's clear that under my guidance and my hands-off management, oh, listen to me, I'm a regular anarchist, they are proceeding in a way that could only be considered exceptional. So with that in mind, I'm going to actually hold on, under the assumption that I'm going to...
Oh. Dangerous.
Danger?
Yeah.
Oh, it's up to you.
We're accelerating and he's on the outside of the ship and he's just about to grab on.
Oh, such danger.
I don't know how the physics of it works, you know, there's no air resistance.
We're flying a giant tree, so yeah. The physics can take a hike on this one.
Right? Fair enough.
Yes, they can.
Fun fact, as long as he's on the nose of the ship and that's the direction it's travelling, it'll be fine.
I was surprised you didn't have them hook up.
I was very tempted.
Yeah, I could hear it.
I didn't want to force that.
No.
Some romances take time, some are entirely moisture driven, and others are forged in the fires of adversarial.
And some happen
conflict.
When you accelerate and then you tumble into each other's arms.
Oh, I've fallen. Oh, your eyes.
I wouldn't want to force it. Let it happen.
Well, Tim.
I think we should do a scene in the bridge then.
Bow.
Why not?
Bow.
It's Stately Brother again.
No, Tim.
No, we are not that well acquainted as characters. It's not going there. Duraldio Pilchards and I'm generally having a bad heart.
Commander.
Time. Commander.
Eunal.
Eunal.
Manspray.
It's because I've written it down as Ural, like the Ural Mountains.
It's Eunal, like the Eunal Mountains.
Like the Eunal Mountains.
Named right, after those famous mountains.
Yes.
Ironically, on the planet Uranal.
It causes so much damn confusion.
But it's tradition.
Yeah. So we have started to engage the ship and accelerate towards our destination.
I say, did you hear some sort of thump?
Yeah. There was definitely something clattering across the hull at some point.
Oh, well.
Ship! Ship!
Yes?
Have there been any hull breaches?
No.
There's nothing important, then.
All Valley's crew members are accounted for.
Very good, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, you know what? I do have a nagging feeling that there is something we are forgetting. I couldn't possibly tell you what it is, though.
Mr. Squeakington!
Mr. Squeakington. What happened? You went up with Mr. Squeakington to find the extra scanner, as you were telling me as we walked here.
Yes.
And we never got to the end of the story, and then you just came back in when we were having a situation with Worshipper. What happened?
Yes, unfortunately... Take my hat off. Hold on my chest. We lost one.
Oh, no.
Mr. Squeakington went into the fore storage cupboard.
Right.
And was taken by the saps therein.
Ah, no. Mr. Squeakington's a feathered being.
Exactly.
Well, what did you do about it?
Respected their loss.
I
as any good
F.
commander should. Yes?
Paid my respects.
You just put your hat back on. Take it back off again.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
Not finished. Look, you can't just, like, put a bird in some sap and then go, oh, whoopsie daisy. Oh, I better just walk away then. You have to, like, try and help it
out. What you forget about Mr. Squeakington is they were an interdimensional being.
Yeah.
And prior to this, I saw them rip the door of the four storage cupboard clean off.
Yeah.
So I thought that they might be able to handle a bit of sap.
Sure.
And I only have one of these uniforms.
Yeah, no, I'm noticing an inconsistency in your account. You're taking your hat off and saying we lost one.
Yes.
But also assuring me that they're fine and it's all fine.
No, what I mean is I assumed that it would be all fine.
Oh, you just didn't stick around to find out.
Well, no. They went in.
Yeah.
And I didn't see them again. Thus, killed in action.
Nah, this is the problem with you. This is the problem with you, mate. This is exactly what we were having a barney about earlier.
You
don't respect people, do you?
What? No.
You don't respect me.
Of course I do.
You don't respect Mr. Squid.
I took the hats off. Hats off.
Look, taking your hat off whilst absolutely...
Do you want me to lower the hat?
Well, drop it on the floor and stamp on it as
far
as I can.
No, I'll never do that to my hat.
No.
That's a symbol of my office.
That would prove to me that you do actually care even the slight bit about your fellow crew members. Take off your hat, throw it on the floor, and step on it. And if you do that, maybe I can push past the fact that you 100% abandoned your crew members at the slightest sign of even a little bit of adversity.
Well, then you'll have to join my hatless army.
You mean I have to take off my hat too?
Yes.
Okay. I gently reach up to my stylish bowler.
Which you've been wearing this whole time.
It's half rotted.
And we should drop the hats together.
On the count of three.
And then through that, a bond of brotherhood.
Yeah. Hearts!
A bond of brotherhood?
The fact that you think that's hot says more about you than us.
It's being called, though. It's being called.
Next scene.
Lid.
You monster.
It's gone. She's gone.
Just having a dust bath.
Just having
What's your next scene, though?
Pervert.
Should it be Alex watching again?
Please, Alex, do the right thing.
I'm going to put this to Alex. He's going to be watching something, whether it is what was happening below with us two and the unbelieving, or it's the bridge.
Oh, you got to make the call.
Yeah.
This is your scene.
Which one do you prefer?
You
to
have
see?
To see the one downstairs.
So
the,
this is...
You're
if you know
the,
what we mean.
We cut off on Unbeliever!
Yes.
I find myself... enamoured with the idea of efficiency and how they've decided it'll run a little bit better with me out. I do notice that in my initial assessment of the crew, there is slightly more tension than I initially considered. Namely, the apparently killer robot. Retrospectively, I should have addressed this in the initial crew assessment. So, with that in mind, I am keeping an assessment of the situation distantly. I cannot help but notice that at this stage, a significant portion of the budgie appears to be smeared on the walls of the Thankfully, the main body of the budgie appears to have escaped. But there is just now some wing. Kind of killer robot, which I am choosing to consider a motivational action for the team.
Alex has to stop. He has cramping like every muscle in his face.
Awesome. I thought that's why you weren't cutting.
Incredible. Yeah. We're stage torture, yeah. Man. It's always about
live foley. Wonderful.
Yeah. Just, yeah, look at me. I mean,
you made a choice and you're stuck with it.
You did stick with
it. One rule.
Yeah, like a it bad is. Marriage, you're just yeah, stuck that, with it.
Yeah, just go for it. Go on.
Yeah, that is a rule that I wrote down on my character sheet. Yeah. If you're interrupting, then stick to it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's what you said.
If you're in a bad marriage,
stick with it.
I write that
kill
down
the man.
Often.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it look like an accident.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
The podcast has taken a turn.
Pour their blood into all your I fuel was... pipe and use it to power you for a
lie around
pressure.
In your wedding dress. Yeah.
Somehow we've gone from marital murder, and we trace that back to I was just shaking a bit in a chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not on our minds today.
Yes. It's actually your turn to favourite
right.
scene.
In that case, then, I would like a scene... Mm. Of Mr. Squeakington joining the rest of the team on the bridge, in whatever state they're in.
Should we do that in media res?
Yeah, yeah. Very much so.
Now, on the count of three, drop the hat.
Well, we did get called hot.
You did get called hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we have to be caught in flagrante.
I mean, in fairness, you could do exactly
we?
The same line. Just really close.
Right, now you're taking everything else off. Drop the hat.
Lydia made it.
And that is obviously how you cool
yes,
down.
My uniform slipped.
It is, yeah, it's slipped up.
Oh, look, all these buttons are falling off. And my belt came undone. Quickly, rectify that. Yes, Mr. Squeakington, you appear to be alive, great, and maimed.
So, ironically, you guys might have had your clothes off. Mr. Squeakington is plucked.
Wait, so did he run in?
No.
He ran in, or he hopped in.
It appears to be a
nude bird. And he lost a law feathers in the dust blood.
extravaganza
happening downstairs.
Mr. Squeakington, have you no sense of propriety?
This is the bridge.
Unbelievable. The robot is really problematic.
All
right, quick action is needed. Let's look down the bridge to keep the robot out.
Okay, I'll press this button.
Blast doors.
Bridge sealed.
Right. What happened?
I will add those in post.
Okay, good.
What happened, Mr. Squeakington?
Oh, well, I just suggested. See, because I was abandoned cruelly.
about that.
The bird hops in between Many Legs and Whiteboard and is facing.
Because those
many
are their legs. Names.
Yeah. He's facing Many Legs completely. I mean, like. You're the only one worth addressing since I was so cruelly abandoned. I was stuck in sap and then my feathers.
Yeah.
So urgently, dust bath. So dust, then bath. Then that worked so well, I suggested instead of eat the robot seeking eat moisture, as they were saying they eat urgently, eat needed to do, then they use some of the dust in the dusty pit.
Bear in mind the entire time of this.
Yeah. Hang on. The dusty pit.
And then she got angry and then smeared me on the walls.
In the dusty pit?
Yeah. So it's a dusty, bloody, sappy pit.
You mean you mucked up my dusty pit?
Well, I mean, there's no...
That's where I keep all my stuff.
Gestures sort of with the wings, but there's very little feather in the way of feathers attached to
Duraldia, them. Duraldia,
right.
please, darling.
I mean, Duraldia.
Lieutenant Pilchards.
Look, I am just a little bit angry. That's where I kept all my plunder, my loot, my booty, my mints.
No, you ate those.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, you must sit up with your blood and your sap. And your feathers.
Trust me, I'd be much happier with my blood on the inside too.
Actually, thinking about it, as much as I enjoy this conversation, we're all looking this way.
Yeah.
I turned the engines on. Who's driving?
Dangerous.
so dangerous. Isn't it your go?
It is.
Ben, what do you want to see?
A massive explosion.
Well. So I would like one of Schmer watching the comet fast approaching from the outside of the ship.
Captain's log, supplemental.
Okay, just very quickly, remember I didn't make him do this.
Yeah, no one made it.
It's required. It's required. Captain's log, supplemental. I have nothing but pride and respect for the navigator Many Legs in deciding to accelerate full force at the comet. The increased speed has allowed us to arrive at our destination in what I estimate to be at least 3 seconds spare. And in a lot of ways, if that isn't worth my death, I don't know what is. And so this will probably be my last entry. I would just like to thank Many Legs, Whiteboard, Baldy, and Killer Incentive Robot for serving with me. Without their assistance, I could never have guided this ship into a comet. For some reason. I'm not sure why we're aiming at the comet, but we got there fast. And if that isn't a win, I don't know what is.
So is it the case that you don't even know about the moisture?
I have no idea! I've just twigged that we're aiming for a comet and we got there quick.
Yeah. Oh, dangerous, I guess.
Yeah, dangerous.
Dangerous again. It's all dangerous.
Hey, Helen.
You know what? I would like to see a scene with Squeakington, Unol, and Pilchards all panicking as they see a comet approaching.
Oh, bloody hell. Right, where are the brakes on this?
Wait, hang on, I'm pressing the go button.
No.
I want to press it backwards.
Stop doing it, you moron.
Starts attacking a speaker.
I lunge for a brake lever.
Yeah, but it's a giant branch.
Yeah. Mommy, if I pull this, I pull the handbrake branch lever.
Brakes engaged. Deceleration T-minus 13 minutes.
No. Well, in our last moments together, I think we can all agree that you, Ural,
it's Unol.
That you, you.
No, out of time.
No.
Cut. Danger. Boom.
it's not my turn.
Tim, it's your scene.
Yeah, it's your scene, Tim.
Well, we out of time boom.
Yeah.
Well, no, out of time cut.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All I said was out of time. We could have concurrent scenes. It don't have to be chronological.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, let's have a concurrent scene. So as that previous scene was taking...
Also, you're assuming a lot of people breathe oxygen, and quite frankly, that's your problem, not
that's
ours.
That's my privilege.
Well, we never really established the atmosphere in this ship, so...
Yeah, it's all just nitrogen. tasty nitrogen. Try some today.
Good for trees.
Good for trees.
So right. What scene would you
So the scene will be the other side of the blast doors and Worshipper 2X7 trying to devise a way of entering the bridge, not knowing that the comet is soon to be a squashy hot friend.
Well, first cold, then very, yeah. Very much hot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's think. Engaging rams. Engaging additional rams. Engaging corkscrew. Attack. Attack. Attack.
I would just like to wish you luck in converting all of the squishy inmates into fluid.
Thank you, ship.
I'm just saying, if you want to share it out, I'm sure we could get along together.
Moisture.
I'm so proud of us that no one said hot.
It's only because I was in the scene. If I was out of it, that'd have been so hot so fast.
Okay.
Moisture.
Moisture.
I just want it on the record. The second that Helen's running the show, this got hot. Got hot and steamy.
Hot and it's why I'm not allowed to run Monster Hearts. I think we have time for one more scene.
Whose turn is it?
It's Lydia's turn.
Cut to...
Schmur.
Schmur. Yeah. Schmur. Standing on a scrap of ship hull. In a cloud of ice particles spinning around with only a ship's log recorder in their hand.
Thankfully, I don't need to shake. The acceleration's done at least.
Yeah, yeah. Just floating.
But it's very cold, so you're shivering.
Don't you dare.
It's very cold, Alex.
I mean, my suit's all good. It's yeah. All good. It's all good.
It's your suit has a leak.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Captain's log. Supplemental. I, Schmur, of the Disolium Collective, do claim this comet as a property of me and would like to pay my respects to the dedicated crew that sacrificed their lives so nobly that I might obtain my personal mission. Too many legs. He had many legs. I never heard his voice, but I liked to think it was bassy in a comforting manner. Certainly, Whiteboard seemed to think so. Whiteboard, you were always so efficient, apparently, at everything apart from people management. But that's okay. Not everyone's as charismatic as Schmur. And then Baldy. I'm so sorry, Baldy, that you had to lose your feathers in the pursuit of our shared dream that I presume you share. But take heart from knowing that as you bounced around the bridge like a ping pong ball in a washing machine, you managed to hit the escape pod button and at least sent some message of our success out into the void. And so I bring myself full circle to... Incentibot. I've called you Incentibot because that Incentibot is what you are. In a lot of ways, you were the most valuable member of my crew. Whenever I was thinking, how will I get them to the bridge to get me to a comet, apparently? Incentibot was there, seducing, killing, harvesting for moisture, even as the impact was happening. And so, I would like to close this log. Comfortable in the knowledge that this comet has been claimed. And as I see that bloody awful tree buggering off finally, I can rest calm and happy knowing that in a some small way we all made a difference, but mostly it was me. Schmer.
Wonderful. I think that is a lovely note to end.
Hot! Sexy isolation. leave me on my own.
What a curvy chunk of ice.
Don't the Magnus Vandal get hold of that?
Oh, I'm just on my own with a tape recorder.
Oh, no, on your own, just with his own beard.
Definitely a bad thing.
Right. Did we all have fun?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I did not interact with a single character, and if that isn't an RPG win, I don't know what it is.
Very good. We're very proud of you, Alex. Well, I hope you had fun as well. Listeners. Dearest listeners.
Dearest listeners. Yeah, I guess one thing is you can get Vast and Starlet if you Google it.
Yes.
Yeah, genuinely, but you should also pay for it because you should always pay for your games.
Yes, it is a pay what you want, and it does say on the website that you can preview it for free, but yeah, it is pay what you want. So if you like it, pay for it. Yay. Even if it's like 50 cents or a dollar or a pound.
Or a euro. £100.
Yeah, because let's be honest, what will a pound be worth by the time this is bought?
£1 million. Right. One discarded car part that you can trade for some mystery meat.
Several plastic bags which have shot up in value.
It's all gone
just
to such
filled
a
with tap
strange,
water.
Strange
plastic Sainsbury's bags filled with tap water.
15 of Theresa May's career.
Worthless men. They're all
bye, guys.
Bye.
Hot.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.